though, that he does a bit of football coaching on the side. Not to earn a few quid. I don't mean like anonymously. I don't mean he sort of goes out, uses a different name, makes a few quid. He was a distinguished amateur player in his time. And Martin has recently become assistant coach at Kingstonian. And he joins me now on the line. Martin.
Hi, Steve.
How are you, mate? Okay.
Yeah, I've just come in from training, actually. It's wild and wet out there.
Well, it is. It's vile, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a good session. And
what are you working with, the youth team or the senior team, Martin?
With the senior team, I help a friend of mine, Alan Dowson, who's the manager. We worked together at Walton and Hersham last season, and I had a lot of fun. And I've been doing this for a while. I think it's a compliment to Kingstonian, really, that it's caught your interest, because I'm at this particular club. They've obviously got a great tradition.
Yeah, they
not
have
having them. The best of times at the moment, but we're going to try and change that.
Now, how much coaching have you done in the past? You mentioned working last year. I mean, is it something you've been doing for the last 10, 20 years? On the sly, so to speak?
About 15 years, probably, okay. Steve. I mean, I did play non-league football, as you said. Not actually in a distinguished way, but I did play. And
Martin,
I guess I've gone full circle, really, to come back to it. I mean, football's my passion as well as my job, and it's a privilege to help out. And that's all I do, really. I've been putting the cones out today and getting them back in and making sure everybody's in one piece for the weekend. And it's great fun. It's lovely to be in the dressing room again. And I must say, in the 6 weeks I've been at Kingstonian, they're a terrific club. They've got great potential. They've got two terrific owners, Mark Anderson and Malcolm Winwright, who have employed Alan, and as I say, I've come along with a package. I think they're a bit shocked with that, but we're having a go.
Now, if you think I was going to introduce you as anything other than a distinguished amateur player, you got it wrong, my friend, because I was only ever going to give you a big G up. I wasn't going to say you used to play left back for a side that never won anything and he was in a boozy pub. So I was never going to say that, my friend. I was always going to give you a big plug.
Well, I was a centre forward who never won
anything. Come on. Left or right footed or diving headers?
Oh, plenty of diving headers.
Fantastic.
I think that's why Andy Gray and I get on very well. And Andy's not too keen on the non-league scene, I have to say. But I do point out from time to time that his very last professional game was against Kingstonian.
Was that right? Cheltenham,
yeah, before he joined the forerunner to Sky, BSB, back in 1990, I guess it was.
It's so long ago now, isn't it, that Sky stuff?
Well, we've had a fantastic time. I hope bringing football in a different way in broadcasting. Clearly, it's been pretty popular, and it's been a privilege to be a part of it, really. But I think the great thing about football in this country, Steve, is you've got the Premiership and the international football, and it's a thrill to work as a broadcaster on that. Sure. But I'm very proud of the structure we have in this country. Our game gets a lot of stick, you know, but
it doesn't deserve that stick.
We go all the way down and through, you know, the non-league scene and into grassroots football, and it's great fun to watch watch players come from that sort of level to go, you know, all the way in the game. I mean, it's a food chain, really. If you get onto it, you can end up at the top.
Now, back in the early days of Sky B, you know, sort of what it was, 17 years ago, do you think anybody really thought that football was going to get as big as it's become, Martin? I know we're meant to be talking about your training, but I'm quite intrigued by what's happened and how it's happened. I think it's a great social study.
Yeah, it probably has taken us a bit by surprise. When I was offered my first commentary job in satellite television, there were a lot of people saying, don't take it, you know, it won't last.
Yeah, good point.
And I got a bit of good advice from a friend of mine, John Hockey, who I'd like to pay tribute to, because he was the one who said, you've had this offer, take it. You're not going to leave this room until you sign that contract. And it was the best bit of advice I ever had. And, of course, it has spiralled. And I think the great thing about it, Steve, you would appreciate this from where you sit, you know, if people really care about the game and work on it, we have the opportunity to... I mean, we're fans like everybody who watches.
Absolutely.
But we have the privilege of serving the football community with a game that we love. And I think that comes through. It's not just the commentators or the presenters. The cameramen love it. The sound men love it. It's a great team, and hopefully we put some of that joy through, and maybe it's helped the game along the way as well. But the game's done pretty well, I have to say. I was at West Ham yesterday. I mean, one of the greatest games that I've had the privilege to broadcast.
Yeah, but I missed it. I was at the Indoor Athletics, and everyone I've spoken to, both on this show tonight and last night on the telephone and today on the telephone, are telling me, you know, as you say, one of the greatest games they've seen, the best for six seasons, the best this.
Mm.
Well, were you... I had Darren Lewis from the Daily Mirror on earlier, Martin, and he said that at 2-0, West Ham 2-0 up, he wasn't confident they were going to win. Did you get the same feeling?
Well, I said to Andy, who is the font of all knowledge and very rarely wrong, I said to him, could West Ham lose this? If they lose it from 2-0, this was in the few minutes before half-time and a pause in the play, what would it mean? He said, well, that's it, they'll be down. Yeah. And we both felt at half-time that anything could happen in the second
half. What was the score at half-time?
It was 2-0. The first time West Ham had been 2-0 up at home this season in the Premiership. And I guess they got a bit frightened by that. The penalty right at the start of the second half made it obviously got Tottenham going. But of course, West Ham were still 3-2 up with 6 minutes to go.
Now tell me, Martin, with your coaching head on, okay, assistant coaching or full coaching head on, your team in this much trouble, as much trouble as the West Ham are, they come in, they sit down, you've got your 10 or 12 minutes to sort them out. They're 2-0 up, and they cannot, under any circumstances, squander that lead. Let's imagine you haven't got 12 minutes, you've got 30 seconds. What do you tell them, Martin?
I think you've just got to tell them to be mentally strong, and I think at any level of the game, and certainly at Kingston so far, we've won a couple of games, and we've drawn a couple of games, but we've lost a few as well, and we're in the business of trying to sort out who is tough, who can cope with the demands. Even in non-league football, there are pressures.
Absolutely, there are pressures.
Yeah, and they get paid. There's accountability as well. Yeah. So we're, I think the same thing. It was quite interesting because you only get a job in a football club, whatever level, because things aren't going well. the previous incumbent is asked to leave. Yeah. And the same thing's happened at Kingstonian. We've come in because of a difficulty in terms of result. And I felt for Alan Kirbishley enormously because... They're, of course, they're better players, earn more money. But really, they're human beings, the same as us. And they have the same fragilities, I guess.
And you still have to work out how to get inside their minds.
You have to try and get inside their heads as well as spotting the better players. I think that's the key. And if you have the management's pretty simple. If you've got the best players, you win some games.
Martin Tyler, the voice of Sky, and I'm not joking, distinguished amateur player, commentated on that fantastic match with Andy Gray yesterday. And Martin, thanks for joining us on the show tonight, mate.
It's a pleasure, Steve. Lovely to talk to you, mate.
I mean, it's a real. I love it when I get people on here who are genuinely big names.
Well, I think genuinely care about their sport, and I know you do about boxing.
I care about all sorts of sports. Yeah. It's just the boxing I'm known for. Martin Tyler, thanks very much for joining me tonight.
Pleasure.
Oh, what a fantastic fella. Anyway.